Good morning.
Good morning.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Thank you. And you, O God, I find my peace. This month is Vocation Awareness Month, and we were asked to share our vocation story. And of course, I've been here 18 years, and you could tell my story as well as I can. But I think what we fail to do sometimes is that we think that our vocation story is just how God has called us to begin the journey, but our vocation story is the journey itself as well. And there is so much to be shared. And if I was to sum up that beginning and the process of the 35 years I've been a priest, I think I could sum up my vocation by saying, "And you, O God, I find my peace, a fullness of life in union with you." And that's what a vocation means. It's a way of life that allows us to come into that intimate relationship with Christ, to be, as we hear, a servant in humility, so that we could proclaim his kingdom. When I think of this week or month as we celebrate vocation awareness, the awareness of being called to be a servant is one of great value. Now, we have to remember there's a difference between being a slave and a servant. A slave is one whose master lords things over him. A slave has no freedom to do anything other than that for which he is told. But a servant is one who is willing to do for the master because there's a love for the master. In essence, even for his position and his place of esteem. So we as servants to the Christ is because we share in who he is. And we desire to make his kingdom known as servants. And so while I was preparing for my homily, I thought of three examples that Jesus gives of servants in the sacred scriptures that really speak about that faith, hope, and love that we need to desire to share in our vocation, especially as priest. The first time that we hear in Luke's gospel about the servants is at the wedding feast in Cana. And we all know what happened there. The wine ran short. And of course, the Blessed Mother went to her son and expressed the need for the couple. And what did Mary in turn say to the servants? "Do whatever he tells you." The servants were concerned. They're probably the ones that went to Mary and said, "We have no wine." But Mary says, "Do whatever he tells you." And that is the virtue of faith that a servant has to have, to do whatever is told of you. We call it obedience as one of the vows that we take as priests. And when you take that vow of obedience, you know that you will do whatever your bishop asks, whatever Christ asks of you in your journey. Even if it means while you're still in college, wanting to go to the seminary, having to change your major from natural sciences to philosophy, or even to be able to have to take one semester of Latin over Christmas break by yourself. So do you have enough time to finish both years of Latin? And even worse, to have your tutor be your uncle who's a priest and taught Latin in a seminary for 25 years. Do whatever he tells you in the assignments that are given to you, having 5 assignments at one time in 6 years, moving constantly to wherever Christ wants you to go. Do whatever he tells you. Sometimes is an overwhelming joy, like staying in one place for 18 years. But then the second example is one of hope. And that's the servants who are waiting for the return of their master from a wedding. And Jesus says, blessed are those servants who are diligent and waiting. He will gird himself and share his table with them. And as a servant of hope is really the whole ministry of priesthood, from the font to the tomb, to continue to allow people to realize that our whole journey is about waiting for his return. And how do we respond in our daily lives, in its brokenness, its sorrow, and especially in death? The third example of servants in the sacred scriptures speaks to the love that a servant must show in taking responsibility of the mission. And that's when the master gives three of his servants talents, right? Different amount of talents. And he says, he leaves, and on his return, he wants a report. And some of them allowed those talents to be grown because they spent it and invested it. And in others, buried it in fear. He wants us to be the blessed servant who has produced fruit at his return. And as a priest, that gift of love of priesthood is the one that allows us to truly proclaim the gospel. St. Paul describes it beautifully from a priest's perspective, that those who sit before you are nurslings. And you must share the gospel with them and your life so that they can see the value of what gives you peace and allow that peace to be theirs as well. So what should be our mission as we begin this Vocation Awareness Week? I think it should be first to pray every day in thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for the priesthood, which brings us the sacraments, which brings us the gospel, which brings us a life in Christ. Let us pray also in thanksgiving for those who come to us as missionaries, like Father Raniel and now Father Luigi. And let us pray for our seminarians who we're blessed to have too, Tyler Randolph and Ryan Skevnicki, that God will continue to guide them and nurture them into the way of priesthood. And finally, when you come forward to receive Holy Communion, be aware. Not only do you receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, you receive it because of me, persona Christi, not John Mono, but by the priest who, from the altar, shares the very sacrifice of Christ from the cross. And I promise I will do the same. The gospel reminds us that blessed are those who humble themselves, for they will be exalted. And to be exalted as a servant of Christ, Jesus says to them, he says, you no longer are servants, you're my friends. And that's the gift that we desire to share more intimately and completely in that brotherhood, in that relationship with Christ.